And it's 8:50, time for our pre-opening commodity market report for this Friday morning. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everyone. Cash hog prices today across the Midwest are called steady to weaker on ideas that most plants are full for this week, and many have adequate supplies into next week as well. Terminals are called steady to weaker with tops from $38, essentially on a live basis. Peoria called steady to weaker with a top price of $38. The other $38 bid today out of St. Paul with a steady trend. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, December 14th, negotiated swine purchases were 18,788. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $49.50 to $60.99. The weighted average was $57.71, a loss of 54 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.46 to $48, and the weighted average was $45.37. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,991. The base price range was $50 to $59. The weighted average, $56.78, a gain of 8 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.04 to $47.50, and the weighted average was $44.92.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. First off, I want to talk a little bit about the U.S. weather. In the west, stormy weather continues to spread inland snows across the northern Rockies and into the Intermountain region, boosting high elevation snowpacks but causing travel and some electrical disruptions. Warm, dry weather is still spreading across Southern California and into the Southwest, and they still have some late autumn field work that they need to get done in the Southwest, so that is helpful for them. On the plains, extremely windy conditions with gusts up on over 75 miles per hour across the northern portion of the plains with a few light rain showers. Meanwhile, dry weather, record-setting warmth continues elsewhere across the plains. Highs yesterday exceeded 60 degrees as far north as central Nebraska. In the Corn Belt, scattered showers are ending across the eastern portion of the region. Unseasonably mild weather continues. The delayed harvests continue across the eastern Corn Belt, and they are just about done with that. In the south, scattered showers linger across southern Florida, where recent showers provided local relief from dry conditions. Elsewhere, warm, dry weather favors late-season southeastern field work, including final winter wheat planting and cotton and soybean harvest. And just a quick note, I was looking at the computer model runs for the next 10 to 14 days across the southern plains, and a couple numbers jumped out at me. Now, these are the raw numbers, so not putting a lot of confidence in them, but a 15-day precipitation total for an area around Ada, Oklahoma, through the Muskogee area, as much as 6 inches of rain. That's an area that has been dry for the last couple seasons, and they could really reap the benefits of some heavy precipitation. Now, areas that have had just fantastic growing weather, South America, Argentina. Weather conditions will remain nearly ideal over the next 10 days, with periodic showers and a few thunderstorms that will alternate with sunshine. Warm temperatures promoting good to excellent summer crop conditions. Precipitation may slow the late season planting, but no serious setback in field work is anticipated. Winter wheat harvest could also be more significantly impacted. Early indications not expecting any serious threat to unharvested or small grain quality because of the periodic rain. In Brazil, they did see about precipitation across about 70% of the nation over the week, and they do expect to see more. Amounts range from 3/4 of an inch in a few locations up to more than an inch. No change in the general forecast was made overnight, but the high pressure ridge will develop this weekend in center west and far southern Brazil, and that will suppress rainfall and send temperatures up close to around 100 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms will continue in other areas. The ridge of high pressure will break down and shift to the northeast next week, allowing showers and thunderstorms to move into southern Brazil's driest areas. No general soaking of rain is expected at any given time, but by the end of next week, most areas should have picked up at least 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches with a few greater amounts. Northern Brazil will see less frequent and less intense rainfall during the coming week, allowing for a slow improving trend in crop and field conditions after an extended period of wet and mild weather. With a look at the growing areas, I'm Mike Zola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 509 3/4, up a quarter. Last trade down one. May, 511 3/4, down 2 3/4. Last trade down 2 3/4. July, 498 3/4, up 3/4. Last trade up 2 1/4. March wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 491 3/4, up a quarter. Last trade down 2. May, $5.50, up 1.50, last trade unchanged. July, $4.89, up a half, last trade down 2.50. December, $4.98, down 3/4, last trade down 2.25. March corn opened at 351 3/4, unchanged, last trade down 3/4. May, $3.79, down a half, last trade down 1.50. July, $3.84 3/4, down a half, last trade down 1. September, 366 3/4, down 2 1/4, last trade down 1.5. December, 357 1/4, down 1. Last trade down 1. March, 364 3/4, down 3/4, last trade down 2. January beans opened at 661, down 1 3/4, last trade down 1.5. March, 675 1/2, down 2, last trade down 1.5. July, 701 1/4, down a half, last trade unchanged. Novi's, 720, unchanged, last trade up 3/4. January soybean meal opened at 189.10, down 10, last trade down 30. January soybean oil opened at 28.39, unchanged, last trade down 6. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is located in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I guess the first question I have for you is, with the D's coming off the board yesterday, do prices begin to drift down to those levels, or will we hold at the March?
Well, everybody asks us that question when September went off the board. Everybody remembers what happened then. History told us 11 out of 13 years, D's futures went down to where September had settled. That didn't happen, and we saw a $1.30 rally after that. So I'm not sure that that's really going to be relevant at this time. Again, Dave, I think you're range-bound. I think March corn, it's got its initial support down at 366. So to get down to 359 means we break out of that range. In order for that to happen, news is going to have to come out. I don't think current conditions are going to favor us going down to that level.
So you think that the November gap there at on the 2nd will not be filled?
That's correct. I do not think it gets filled unless we get some sort of news item that comes out. And, you know, we're here. You know, we talked before getting on live about how we've fallen this, we'd fallen 30 cents off the highs, essentially. You know, March corn got up to 93 and it pushed down to 63. And all of a sudden, exports went from a very poor week to a phenomenal week just with that drop. So you're starting to find value. The users are looking at this pullback as a chance to get some coverage on. And, you know, I think the slow consolidating trade is not favorable to go down and fill that gap.
What do you make of the 50-day moving average quickly catching up with the futures?
Well, I think what it's doing is it's starting to set some parameters for trading ranges that we haven't seen in quite a while. And I think you're going to start seeing guys trade those ranges. And, you know, yeah, you've got, what, 377 is your 50-day? You know, that's going to be your upper side of this thing right now. And again, getting down to 363, you know, that 363 to 66 area is going to provide some real strong support.
What about over in the soybeans?
Again, the same thing. We've been trading in a 9-day range of 18 cents between 685 and 667. Beans have been a follower of corn all along, Dave, and I don't see that changing. You know, Informa came out with their acreage numbers yesterday. They cut beans by 5 million acres. They added 7.5 to corn, and what happened? The corn market took off a nickel, and beans actually fell. So, you know, I don't think you're going to find beans being a leader in this market until we get a confirmation of the reduction in corn acres. The other problem for soybeans is South America is off to a fantastic start. So don't look for any bearish news out of South America anytime soon.
July highs, 649 hold then?
Yes. Yeah, I think we hold it. I think we have a chance to run these numbers higher if corn can break out. There's a lot of talk of D's testing 380, and if that happens, the beans are going to follow them. They're not going to want to give up the ship on acres, and beans could break out to the upside. But I think all of that happens after the January crop report, Dave. I think for the next 2 to 3 weeks, I think guys could expect this to stay in a pretty narrow range.
Thank you, Ed.
You bet, Dave. Thank you.
Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to WILO Urbana.